Good morning, you guys. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, and this is Awkward. It's a Sunday morning, and I'm usually on the air on Friday nights, so this is definitely a huge change for me. And I do have a guest with me. It's my roommate, Azalea.
Hello, hello, guys.
Yeah, we're just kind of getting situated right now. Yeah, you just want to speak into the mic. You want your lips to pretty much touch it. There you go. There you go.
Hello, hello.
So we've had kind of a rocky weekend, to be honest with you. We had these great plans to go into the city yesterday. And everything that could go wrong went wrong. It was awful.
That we didn't even expect to happen.
Like, as Leia and I knew that something, we just had a feeling that something was gonna go wrong. For some reason, we thought that we weren't gonna end up going into the city, but things changed, and it just took us like 2 hours to find parking.
The traffic, oh my god.
The traffic was horrible. People, oh my god, I wanted to ram people with my car. And oh my gosh, it just makes me so mad thinking about it. I'm a good driver, you guys, and SF is filled with stupid drivers who don't know how to be aggressive enough. And in SF, like a city in SF, because you're from San Jose, so mm-hmm. you get quite a bit of traffic, right?
Yeah, we get quite a bit of traffic, but it's not as rough as San Francisco, because San Jose is like so much bigger than San Francisco, and it's just the traffic there is ridiculous.
Yeah, and you have to be an aggressive driver, right?
Yep, very. Yeah.
You have to be able to make moves and not hesitate, because that's how people get into car crashes.
Yeah.
Luckily, we didn't get into one, so yay for us.
Maybe close.
Yeah. And we tried going to Cheesecake Factory, and that was a 3-hour wait, you guys. So we spent so long walking down the streets of SF, like around Union Square, trying to find food.
Like it was another hour of waiting for food. And then once we got to like a sushi place that was so janky, like we had to wait another like half hour, and then we're good, you know.
Yeah, we had some food in our stomachs, so it was all right from that point. I mean, not really, because so in SF there was this huge hill, so we were leaving the city. Whoa, my voice cracked right there. We were leaving the city and you could go straight, but the road is split into two lanes, and it's split with cones. And there's one lane that's only for buses, and it's red. And then the other lane is for other cars. And I went in the bus only lane, and this is the steepest hill I've ever driven up. And so I was going up, and Azalea, Jocelyn, Gabby, they're all like screaming. They were so scared. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do? And so I really quickly just merged in front of this one car, and I had 1 foot on the brake, 1 foot on the gas, and I was like easing up and, you know, doing all that. Azalea, how did you feel doing that?
I was terrified for my life. She was braking so hard after going, and she went like an inch, not even an inch, maybe like a centimeter forward, and then brake. Another one, and then break.
Well, okay, I didn't mean to be so harsh on the brakes, to BH. I don't know why, but like, it was so weird driving with 2 feet. I couldn't control the pressure, really. I just went so dumb.
I don't even think that's legal.
And oh, the best part was when I looked back behind me, all of the cars had followed my lead. So they were like, they were doing the same exact thing. They followed me up the bus only lane, and then they merged over really quick when they figured out that we weren't allowed to be there.
And then Emma was making a right turn, so everyone that cutted went straight, and then it turned red, and all the ones that she cut just stayed there.
It was, oh my god, it was scary. I wasn't like freaking out. I was more freaked out that like I thought I was on a one-way going uphill. I thought we were on a one-way. Like,
really?
Like, other cars going.
I would have punched you in the face. I didn't know you thought that.
No, well, like, I don't know what I was thinking. I kind of blacked out during that.
We were just so done with the day that we just wanted to get the frick out of there.
Oh my god. Sorry. I moved the mic more towards Azalea so she didn't have to be so
stabbed my face.
You know, you can adjust it to wherever you want.
I don't.
Yeah, still getting situated, you guys. But yeah, so we got home and I don't even remember the rest of the night. Honestly, I was just so happy to be alive and to be back at home where there's no traffic. It was just
no.
We had great intentions going to the city, and then just everything went wrong.
We didn't even do anything that we planned to do.
We didn't eat at Cheesecake. We didn't go ice skating because the tickets sold out.
Yeah, up until 10 o'clock at night, and it was only like 8.
We were like, you guys, we should have just went to San Jose because all of my roommates are from San Jose.
And San Jose's popping.
Christmas in the park, right? Yep,
Christmas in the park.
I'm definitely going to be going there sometime over break, for sure. But yeah, so that's a little update on where we are. Finals are this week. Yeah. I have a final tomorrow, and I have 2 finals Tuesday. What finals do you have?
I have psych and physics on Tuesday, and then I have developmental bio on Thursday.
See, can you tell the difference? Like, well, I didn't say what finals I had, but she's a bio major and she has all these like intense classes, and I'm taking comm theory and ethics.
Way different.
And digital storytelling.
I like took her to my physics class and she died. Actually, we both died.
No, seriously, I was about to walk out. I was like, Azalea, I'm so sorry. Like, I can't stay till 5. She's like, 5? Only 4:20. I was like, lit. Okay. Yeah. So let's just get on into today's topic. It's, Azalea actually came up with it, because usually I don't really prepare anything. I just kind of go with the flow and whatever my guests, you know, whatever guests I have and what topic really fits them. Nice. She's moving the mic again.
I didn't fart, I swear.
And so Azalea came up with a topic because she saw an article, and I had her send me the article, so I'm going to bring it up. And it's called 10 Reasons Why This Generation Is Losing the Ability to Be in Love. And, you know, I was like, hey, that's something that we should bring up on my show. And so I'm going to read you guys the article. It doesn't seem to be too long. Yeah, I'll just read you guys the intro and then we can talk about certain things. So it says, ever wonder what our generation will be known for in the decades to come? I ponder the question regularly. And this article is by Paul Hudson and it's published in the Elite Daily. There are so many great things we could be remembered for, but if history has taught us anything, it's the negative that tends to last the test of time, not the positive. My greatest worry is our generation will be looked at as the generation that gave up on love. We date for the sake of dating, the generation that forgot how to love, which is ridiculous. Most people have never had a good understanding of love, just a poor interpretation of it. Generation Y seems to be the first generation moving away from conventional takes on romantic, loving relationships. The only question that remains is whether we'll be remembered for being the first generation to accept a more logical and rational take on love, or the generation that gave up on it altogether. And it says, I guess you'll be the one to decide. So what about you, Lay? Like, do you think our generation has given up on love?
I wouldn't say given up, but I would say that it's harder in a way. You know, because, like, we're not, you know, like, our generation right now isn't really into, like, well, the guys, you know, they're not really into, like, dating right now. They're just, you know, wanting to get what they want. And it's tough nowadays, you know.
It's all about hooking up. And like you said, it's about that instant gratification, because we're so used to, you know, social media being so quick and it changes frequently. So we're just used to always having that instant happiness, or like, honestly, instant sadness. Like, every emotion is just like instantaneous through social media. Yeah. If that makes sense. Like, on Instagram, it's the likes, and Snapchat, you know, it's how many people watched your story that day. And Twitter, it's how many retweets you got or favorites. And it's not really about
the relationships.
Yeah, it's not really the relationships or the communication between people. It's more just the instant gratification of, like, how people react and whatever.
Because I remember seeing, like, these YouTube couples start, like, breaking up. And, like, that one, Miranda Sings and, like, her husband, like, they were together for so long and they broke up because of how YouTube has, like, changed the relationship. Like, instead of vlogging everyday life, it's more like, oh, what can we vlog today? You know, like, it's not really, you know, not really exciting anymore for them. And that just sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that, I definitely get that because I vlog, but I only vlog when I already have set plans, and I don't set plans in order for me to vlog. I just vlog what I think would be interesting that I'm already doing. But a lot of people, you know, they create situations in order to put it out. Like, I mean, YouTube, you know, people do that with their YouTube videos.
Yeah, because they get paid for the views.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that instant gratification. But also people just love doing it. It can go back and forth. But back to, you know, relationships. Let me look at the article some more. So the first one was we care more about instant gratification than we do anything else. So people, since we're so used to social media being our outlet and our means of communication, no one really speaks to each other in person, really. You know, maybe getting your snap, but, like, that's about it. And I hate snap conversations more than anything else. Like, I try so hard to, like, if I'm actually interested in talking to a person through Snap, then I'll try to get their number just because Snap, like, I don't like the 10-second, like, time frame in which it stays, and it just, I don't know.
It, like, reminds me of Tinder in a way.
Yeah, I don't know. But people use it to
hit each other up,
exactly,
honestly.
Exactly.
Because it just disappears, like, no evidence, you know.
Right. No evidence of the conversation. And to me, that's a little shady, not going to lie. And I just can't stand it because it's just, there's no form of communication, really. And
then the article on the, like, last part of instant gratification, it says, love isn't meant to be experienced in an instance, but in a lifetime.
Exactly. You know? People forget that.
Yeah. Like, you always got to prove that you love someone. Okay. Like, you don't need that.
Reassurance.
Know. Yeah. Reassurance. But, you know, it's not like you say, I love you, and you never say it again if you really do love them. You know, you constantly say it because you like being reminded, or you like to remind the person that you love them.
Yeah. And that's probably why our generation isn't dating anymore, because people are so, like, easy. Like, it's so easy to hit up someone that there's no challenge, there's no fun in dating, because it's all through social media and it's just so easy.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to get to know someone in person or face-to-face, because you can just look that person up on Facebook or Instagram, and you can seriously find out every little detail about their life through social media, which is really sad because that takes away the point of dating altogether. And so, like, why do I need to get to know that person? You know, I already know that they went to this high school and they got a 4.0 and they were on the softball team or whatever else. Like, there's no challenge, and to me, there needs to be some sort of effort.
You gotta work for it.
You gotta work for it, because good things take time, and a lot of people forget that. They want a person to like them right then and there. And I'll be honest, I've been guilty of this several times. You know, I have a crush on a person. Sorry, guys. I really have, like, a, what is it, a
little
frog
bug
in my throat?
Frog in your throat?
Is that what it is? Yeah. And, yeah, so I have a crush on a guy, and, you know, they'll say, like, one thing to me, and I just, it makes me so happy. I'm like, I get way too excited, and it ends up being just, like, nothing. So I've learned to kind of just be cool and chill and let things, like, run their course, because everyone changes. I change as Leia changes. You know, you just got to go with the flow and let things just happen the way they should. Because I really think everything happens for a reason. And, like, you just have to remind yourself good things take time.
Very true, Emma. Very, very true.
So intense. All right, now going down the list, it says, we've built a culture driven by drugs and booze. So this goes hand in hand with instant gratification. Drugs and alcohol are the most common form of self-medication. When we feel sad or happy, we go out for drinks or we smoke. When we're stressed or unable to handle certain things, we may turn to more intense substances. Not everyone, obviously, but that is just a way people deal with their emotions instead of talking to people. And that's where, like, the instant gratification comes from. You know, instead of working out things with other people, we turn to other means like alcohol or, like, drugs of any sorts.
And people start to, like, depend on that, and that ruins, like, themselves and their relationships.
If they're in a,
it's just a downhill.
Their friendships too, you guys, not just a boyfriend and girlfriend, whatever.
Friend to friend.
Significant other. It's friendships too. And those instant gratifications, they really do kind of guide your relationship, and they can end up hurting it in the long run. Mm-hmm. So you don't want to let those things control you in any way. It's hard to not let them control you.
I mean, we're not against, like, going out for drinks, like, once in a while. Mm-hmm. But if you're a type of person, if you get into, like, a fight with your boyfriend or your girlfriend, and you're just like, all right, well, fuck you, I'm just going to go drunk and go cheat on you, like, that's definitely not okay. Maybe, like, to say, like, one or two drinks just to let loose, you know, mm-hmm. from all the stress that you're getting. But definitely not, like, okay.
Definitely not a F you.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. She was about to say the F word on air.
Did I?
No, you did. No, you're fine.
Okay.
That's a no-no on the air if you guys didn't know out there. We cannot say the F word.
The C word?
No, definitely not.
CR?
What? What's CR?
CR.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can say crap?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, CR. She's like doing sign language over here.
What did she think I was talking about?
I don't know. That's why I was like, what?
CR.
So moving down the article, it says, we sleep around a lot. Some less than others, but most individuals have multiple partners every year. And, you know, it starts out feeling exciting and gratifying, you know, that instant gratification, but ends up making us feel even more alone. And I actually talked to a friend about this, and she said, yeah, I got caught up in it after I broke up with my boyfriend. And it was fun in the moment, and then after it happened, she was completely devastated because she just, it was too easy.
Like, she did it to get over her boyfriend.
Yeah, but it obviously didn't work because she had invested all this time and emotion into this one person. So, of course, instant gratification, instant pleasure isn't going to change that. It's just going to be, like, a quick thing, and then you're back to square one, and you're maybe even feeling crappier than you did to begin with, which is...
And no one wants that.
Yeah. And you have two different perspectives here, because as Leia actually is in a relationship, and I'm not, and so you're going to hear it from both sides. Do you approve of people, you know, sleeping around?
I mean... Once you lose your virginity, you want to do it you know, again.
You just have that urge.
Yeah.
Because like it's that, like, natural human urge.
Yeah. Because we're basically like mammals. And wow, turning some bile into this.
That's perfect.
And we have that primal instinct, you know. So like, I'm not going to judge people for sleeping around. But if it's for bad reasons, like, oh, I just want to do her. I just want to do this other person, like, day after day. It's like, stop. Control yourself.
Control yourself. You're a little too crazy. You're creating a scene.
A little dramatic there. But, yeah.
No, I think sex is only natural. And I think it's a great thing between two people. And if you want to do it, that's fine. But I think the problem is, especially people coming into college, I feel like they don't know whether they're like, they don't know what type of person they are. They don't know if they're like the type of person to become emotionally invested in someone when they do have sex, or like it's not gonna, you know, phase them. They, mm-hmm. And that's when people get, that's when it gets complicated, because you go into a situation thinking you want the same things. That's where the communication comes in, and it ends up you don't. You want completely different things, you and the partner you're with, and it just ends up blowing up in your face.
Yeah,
because you didn't realize, like, some people just don't realize what they want until they're like in the moment, and then they're like, oh crap. You know, yeah. I shouldn't have done that because I didn't realize that I was going to be emotionally invested in this person. So it's like you need to know yourself before you can make a decision like that.
And know the other person, too, because you're not really certain on their intentions. You know, they could be saying, oh, they want a relationship, but they actually just want sex.
Mm-hmm. And that gets a little fuzzy. That's where it kind of blurs, because, you know, not saying that all guys are liars. Girls are liars, too. But they could tell you all the right things and make you feel a certain way, and that will give you the green light, and you do something, and then it ends up they just lied. So that could happen too. So you just have to be really confident in yourself, know what you want, set your standards high, and just, I mean, have fun. Like, if you're the type of person to not be fazed by having multiple partners, then do what makes you happy, honestly, because
it's all about happiness.
To not, well, we're talking about instant gratification. We're like, go out and do it. Like, it's all about happiness. And I don't know. It's fuzzy, you guys.
Relationships are complicated.
You don't want a relationship. That's like,
I would say there's definitely ups and downs, but definitely, like, pros outweigh cons once you find the person that, you know, you're like meant to be with.
Mm-hmm.
Your soulmate, if anyone believes in that.
Do you believe in soulmates?
Yeah.
Because my ex, we had this conversation, and I told him that, oh, this is where it gets awkward, you guys, hence my name, This Is Awkward. And I told him he was my soulmate because I was stupidly in love with him, or so I thought. And he was like, yeah, I mean, I don't know if you're really my soulmate. And I was like, wait, what? I got so mad, you guys. He's like, well, I mean, no one really knows who their soulmate is. And I was just so confused. I asked him what he meant by that, and he's like, well, no one really knows. And he just kept saying, well, no one really knows. And I was like, all right, stop talking. I guess you're not my soulmate.
That's like a red flag right there. Like, if a girl tells you that you're her soulmate, you just don't brush it off and just be like, okay, well, I don't believe in it, whatever. You're supposed to, like, you know, if you don't really believe in that, you should just comfort her and be all like, well, like, if I did believe in soulmates, then it would be you, you know? Yeah. If he really loved you.
Guys are so dumb. Jesus Christ.
The other moments.
Okay, so I hope we were a little clear, at least a little clear on that last one about sex and everything. Moving down the article, It says, we're becoming even more egocentric. Every individual in the world is egocentric. We all think about our needs and ourselves first and foremost. Whether this is good or bad doesn't really matter. The world is the way it is. It's part of human nature. The problem arises when our egocentricity overtakes our ability to feel empathy. As human beings, we have no choice but to live and function within society, within communities of different sizes. Relationships are really nothing more than granular communities. When we focus on only ourselves, our needs, our wants and desires, the needs of the others in our community get overlooked. When this happens in a relationship, it all begins to fall apart. What do you think about that? We're becoming even more egocentric. When we touched on this in the car ride,
yeah,
a couple days ago,
but we were like focused on like pride.
Yeah, I feel like egocentric and pride can go hand in hand.
Yeah,
just because when you're thinking about, no, they're different. They are different.
Like there's different ways you can take egocentric. You can take it like, I'm the best person in the world, you know, I should control everyone. And then another like kind of form of egocentric is like, well, I'm more important in the relationship. It's like how big you can take it or how little you can take it. But with like how little you can in relationships, I mean, a lot of people, you know, you don't want to say you're sorry in a problem when like, you know, you have like, some people like have a one set mind when they're angry, and you think you're right, in like, even though like your significant other is trying to prove that you're not, and you realize that you're not right, you still, you know, take your side because it's like, it's your side. You don't want to seem like the stupid one and say sorry, so you just keep taking that pride on and on and on, and then it just creates a bigger problem, and eventually, you know, you can't really resolve it anymore.
Like, I'm not going to text you first because I was in the right and you were in the wrong. And you can't have pride when it comes to relationships. I mean, you can, but it's just going to hurt the relationship.
Yeah.
And if you can't put your pride aside and be able to just work things out, talking.
Yeah.
Then, like, a relationship won't last that way, because love is being able to put that pride aside and listen to the other person.
And also forgive the other person.
And forgive the other person. And, you know, not always say, like, I'm right, you're wrong. Because that, as Leia's cracking up.
That's definitely me. I always think I'm right, and then I realize that I'm wrong. So, sorry, Almert. I'm sorry.
And going back to the egocentric part of it. Egocentric, you know, you think about yourself, and that can't happen in a relationship either, because in a relationship you're thinking about not only yourself but your significant other. It's two people in the equation now, not just one. And where was I going with this?
And it's not like a, you know, it can't be a one-sided relationship. You can't just think.
Right. But also, at this age, our generation, I feel like, needs to be egocentric or needs to be selfish, because we are the generation that is easily taken advantage of and manipulated. All social media and things out in society, they target us because they know that we're weak. And as a whole, majority, we're weak. And so we are targeted, and it's good to be selfish and know our worth and our standards and just our morals and values, because either way, someone will come along and match that, or they will fit. They will, like,
they'll fit into, not, okay, I don't want to be like rude and be like, fit into your schedule like you're, I don't know, like a businesswoman, but like, just someone who matches up with your personality, who matches up with
your morals and values, yeah, and your standards.
Because if you're total opposites, you know, like, that can definitely clash. And it's good to have that balance between selfishness and...
Because if you're an egocentric person and you have certain standards and you're, you know, you're on your path, someone, the right person, will come along and sweep you off your feet, and you will want to become less egocentric because that person has met your standards that mm-hmm. you've set and has, like, does that make sense?
They change you for the better.
Yeah, they make you want to be less selfish.
Yeah.
Because they meet all of those things that you have required for yourself, because you've been thinking about yourself this, mm-hmm. like, this far in your life, I guess you could say. But to me, being egocentric has its good and its bad. But for me, at this age, you kind of have to be selfish just so you're not taken advantage of.
But be smart about it. Yeah. Not like, woo, I'm gonna get drunk every night.
Yeah. All right. So on that note, you guys, we're going to go to our first break. This is Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, and this is Awkward.
But I understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that I love you. I feel like this is coming to an end, and it's better for me to let it go now and hold on and hurt you. I gotta let it burn.
It's gonna burn for me to say this. It's coming from my heart. Been a long time coming, but we didn't bend, fell apart. We really wanna work this out, but I don't think you're gonna change. I do, but you don't. Think it's best we go our separate ways. Tell me why I should stay in this relationship when I'm hurting, baby. I ain't happy, baby. Cause there's so many other things I gotta deal with. I think that you should
let it burn.
Ain't the same. Find myself calling her your name. Ladies, tell me, do you understand? Now, my fellas, do you feel my pain? It's not the way I feel. I knew I made a mistake. Now it's too late. I know she ain't coming back. What I gotta do now to get my shorty back? Ooh, 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 ooh. Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do without my boo. You've been gone for too long. It's been 11 days. Umpteen hours. I'ma be burning to your return.
When the feeling ain't
wanna break down and cry. Ooh, I'm twisted. There's one side of me telling me that I need to move on. On the other side, I wanna break down and cry. Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Can you feel me burning? Can you feel me burning? Too many days, so many hours, I'm still burning to your return.
When the feeling ain't the same in your body, don't want to, but you know, gotta let it go. Cause the party ain't jumping like it used to.
Even though that's my crew,
let it burn.
Let it burn.
Gotta let it burn.
Deep down inside you,
know what's up.
thought of a beat with someone else, but you know that it's so good.
Hey guys, you're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody and this is Awkward. So before we went to break, we were talking about the article and how our generation is becoming even more egocentric. And now moving down the article, we hit number 5 and it says, we date for the sake of dating. It's become a sport. A favorite pastime among millennials. We date because we believe we're supposed to date. We're supposed to find someone to fall in love with and spend our lives with. And we are under the impression that the best way to go about it is to date as often as possible. And I don't think I necessarily agree with this. Do you agree with it?
I half agree because, like, of course, everyone wants love. Okay, not everyone. A lot of people want love. But I get what this part of the article is saying, how you can't just, like, go out and find love. Like, it just happens, mm-hmm. you know? And people are, like, searching aggressively, like, do you want to date me? Do you want to date me? But, like, some people are just, like, ready for love to hit me.
Like, we've been on 3 dates. Like, chop, chop. Aren't we boyfriend and girlfriend?
Yep.
And if it doesn't happen when they want it to happen, either the guy or the girl, then they'll figure, oh, well, this person's not right for me. I'm going to move on to the next person.
Yeah, that and sucks.
Because they, sometimes. Yeah, it sucks. I'm like guilty of putting too much time and effort into people. You know, right off the bat, because I wanted that, like, spark right away. I wanted mm-hmm. that relationship right away. And now where I am in my life now, I've learned that that's not the way you need to go about it, or I need to go about it. That's not how it happens. If you want a relationship, it usually the person that you end up being in a relationship with will come along at the least unexpected times. That's been for me, like, basically my whole life. The person I least expect it is the one that I usually end up with, or just your friend grows to be that person.
Yep.
Like, I was friends with my ex for 7 months before we actually started, you know, talking and becoming an actual relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And so we date for the sake of dating. I mean, I guess everyone's different when it comes to this one. You know, some people do need that instant gratification, and if they don't get it within, like, a couple dates, then they move on to the next one. And other people, they just lay it all out on the table the first person that they meet because they long for that connection. Mm-hmm. And they either get heartbroken or whatever. Do you have anything to add?
You're like zoning out over there. I don't know. I never really dated. Like, I met my boyfriend freshman year, friend zoned him for a good while, and then after a year just, like, started talking, and then eventually got together, and yeah, been with my high school sweetheart ever since. Woohoo.
Is he listening?
I don't think so. Oh, 2 listeners.
We lost one, you guys.
It's over.
No. Yeah, okay. So, I mean, everyone's different, so that one.
Yeah.
6, we aren't fans of making compromises. So this kind of goes in with the pride and egocentric thing, I feel like. More yeah. pride. But relationships are all about making compromises, especially if you have a really stubborn, hard-headed significant other. like as Leia.
Or you're both hard-headed.
Yeah, and if you're both hard-headed. And because if that's the case, then neither one of you will let anything go. You need to have at least some, like, your way going your way. Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes you just, like, you both got to just quit and just, like, talk normally. Because, mm-hmm. you know, like, it's all also with me, it's, like, about, like, your tone of voice. You know, if you say something, like, a certain way to me, I'll be all, like, just, like, hit you in the face.
So, yeah, we aren't fans of making compromises. We like to have things our way, always. And this logic makes sense until we find ourselves in a relationship. So it goes into talking about when you're part of a relationship, you have to make compromises. Whether you go into that, going into a relationship thinking otherwise, you're going to end up making a compromise, at least at some point in your relationship, because that's the only way it's going to work. You have to sacrifice a little bit of your pride to let the other person get their way, just a bit.
Yep.
Leia's gonna be like so frustrated because she's like, I just want it all my way.
Yeah. The girl's always right, guys. Just kidding.
Happy sometimes. Wifey, happy lifey, right?
That's very true. Very yeah. true.
And I mean, you go into a relationship with that mindset, it could work or it could not.
It's just so different nowadays, you know? It's like, gentlemen aren't really gentlemen anymore. Just girls are biatches.
Yeah, everything's just too easy.
Yeah.
And, yeah, like, the click of a button and you know someone. You know their history. And you've lost the interest of getting to know them because you already know them.
Mm-hmm.
And,
but also, like, we've become lazy, too.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that goes in hand with the social media thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't really try to find out more about this person because you already know.
Yeah, guys, I don't know why, but just the whole asking for your number thing. Guys don't do that anymore. They don't ask for your number because they can get it through their buddy, or they can just find your Snapchat somewhere, or they can just look up your name on Facebook and just find you that way. There's so many possible ways of hitting someone up that you just don't need to have that face-to-face conversation, because mm-hmm. social media does it for us.
Slide into your DMs, right?
Exactly. Have you had DM messages in the span of your relationship?
No. It was more like, oh, this guy likes you. And then, oh, God, this one guy. Okay. Oh, Jesus. He was a year younger, and his friend was in a class with me, and he told me that he had another friend that liked me. And I was like, okay. And then I read a Facebook status of one of our other friends, and she was like, don't go for the guys that don't like you. Go for the ones that do.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, I'll just see, like, where this goes, because he likes me. I'll just see if, you know, I could like him, you know, the possibility. And legit, we were, quote unquote, together. Mind you, this is high school. Together for a month. And we barely spoke to each other. We only texted. We kissed, like, once. And then when I was trying to break up with him, he was running around campus. Like, I had to have three of my other friends just catch him. And then we found him under, like, the church crying his eyes out. And he was like, I went up to him and he's like, what's up? And then I was like, so you know where this is going, because I can't break up with people. I'm just like, so, yeah. Bye.
Uh-oh. You said bye? You just said bye?
Yeah, I just said bye. I was like, you know where this is going. What does that even mean?
Bye, see you tomorrow.
Yeah, and then he texted me and was bye, like, so what's up? And I was like, I just broke up with you. Why are you talking to me?
Girl, you just said bye. That is
but the... I can't break up with someone.
Like, it's
when
hard.
I broke up with Amrit, who's my current boyfriend, I was just like, friends? And I shook his hand, and then he was like, okay. Yeah, I literally just asked him, want to be friends? And we just shook hands. And
oh, dear God.
I just break people's hearts, guys.
That's so sad.
Oh, one more.
We're moving up. Hello, listeners.
Hello, hello.
So, no, I've broken up with a couple, and I've had, we weren't really together, but he broke it off with me.
So you guys were like talking?
We were dating, I guess. I have no idea, you guys. This is where communication. What?
Did you touch each other?
Did we touch each other? What kind of question is that? I'm not answering that.
Because, you know, like the kiss in the sheets stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, they broke it off with me. But breaking up is really difficult. Especially if you're bad at communicating what you're feeling. I've always been pretty good at communicating how I'm feeling. Honestly, my emotions are written all over my face. So whatever I'm feeling, you don't even have to ask me. You can just tell whether I'm mad, sad, pissed off.
When she's pissed off or mad, she will just like stare off into the distance for a good like 10 seconds and then say something like nice. And then like once you're gone, she'll like laugh at you.
No, like I can't hide how I'm feeling. And so I don't know, breaking up. When you're done with a certain relationship, it's not easy, but it's almost like a weight off your shoulders that you have to get it off your shoulders. So it makes it a little more painful to do it, I guess.
It's just so hard to get the words out. Like, I want to break up with you.
With you. Example B, you guys. I want to break up with you. That's so funny. Okay, so moving down the article. We started with, we aren't fans of making compromises, and then we ended up with breaking up. 7, we believe in fairy tale endings. And we'll end with this one. So fairy tale endings, I had a friend, she who is not named, she probably still to this day has this picture in her head. And that picture was created by movies and film and social media. And she just has Prince Charming. She has that goal. That's who she's going to marry. She's going to marry Prince Charming. She's going to date Prince Charming. And that has made her very shallow as a person. And she... to me, her standards are unrealistic because no one is going to be no one's going to be that
perfect,
picture perfect, cookie cutter Prince Charming character. Everyone has their flaws, and you know, a person who might be perfect to another, like we were talking about perfection, right? We were talking about perfection, Azalea and I, and she asked me if I think that there's such thing as perfection, right? Mm-hmm. That was your question.
Yep.
And I told her everyone has their different outlooks on it. You know, Azalea might think someone is very attractive and is just like this perfect looking human being. And I could think the complete opposite, because it's just like, her outlook obviously is going to be different than mine. And so, you know.
We're all different, you know. We all have different opinions. And, like, you could think this one person with a huge nose.
good save.
Huge nose is so attractive. And I just want to date him, date my heart out. And Emma's just like, no, he's the wrong guy, and I'm just gonna go do what I want to do, and then it's just gonna hurt me, and then, you know, it's just, you can't, like, have a one-set track mind, you know?
This is 0 to 100, you guys, all morning long. No, my sister's very much into big noses, and I'm not a nose person. That's not, like, the feature that I look to ever. Unless it's, like, really prominent and it's shaped funny. But, like, my sister loves all noses. Any kind, any size. And this is not code for anything dirty.
Nose fetish?
No. Like, her boyfriend is Jewish. He's not that really makes a difference. But he's Irish and Jewish, and he has a larger nose, and she's just like, she's really into that. And like, I don't think he's ugly. I'm just like, I don't look to noses. Like, she might think someone's perfect because of their nose, and I think the complete opposite because like their nose just doesn't do anything
because
for me.
Because of their nose. That's nose fetish.
I'm just kidding. No, I'm just giving an example. Gosh darn it. No, so everyone has their different perspective on perfection. So honestly, like, and love changes that, right?
Yeah, love totally changes if your perspective.
Because attraction is what gets us at first. And then comes the personality. And if the personality is shit, then their appearances start to diminish. Could you agree with that?
Yes. But I could also agree with if that, like, the appearance isn't great, but personality, like, totally outweighs that.
Right.
And you start to see an interest in that person.
Yeah.
And that's, like, definitely, like, a person who was friend-zoned.
You start to appreciate their qualities because you just appreciate them as a person overall. And, you know, you can't listen to other people if they think, like, your significant other is ugly because, you know, it doesn't matter. They're not the person in the relationship, and your outlook on them is completely different because of your emotions and your attachment to them. Not your attachment, that sounds kind of negative, but
no attachment. Yeah.
Just your emotional investment in that person is of course gonna give you a completely different perspective on how you feel about that person. And so you just can't listen to anyone when they say, like, oh god, like, you're too beautiful for them, or he's too, like, good-looking for her.
Mm-hmm. That's such, like, a common thing. Like, when you do break up, it's like, oh, he's not good enough for you, or he was too ugly for you.
I got that so much with my ex. Yeah, when I broke it off with my ex, literally everyone told me, like, you were too beautiful for him anyway. Like, I couldn't believe that you were even with him. But to me, like, I was so in love with him. Like, I don't know. We had such great memories. We shared so many different experiences. We went through a lot with each other. And so, like, to me, he became more attractive. And I was just, like, attracted to him as a person. And, of course, that, like, you know, went away when his personality and, like, his attitudes towards me changed.
Yeah.
Like, my perspective on him, my outlook on our relationship definitely altered.
Because he wasn't willing to change, you know?
Right.
He wasn't willing to think about you guys as a couple together. He was just being selfish, basically. Like, oh, this is what I think and this is how I'm going to think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, on that little depressing note, I guess. We're going to end this show a little early today because we have finals to study for. Tomorrow night, I'm actually having my last show, and it's a holiday version. We're going to be talking about traditions, Christmas traditions,
food.
Yeah. We're going to be playing Christmas music on here.
Jesus Christ.
So if you guys are interested in that, then tune in tomorrow night. What time?
Probably like late in the evening.
Before cycle?
Oh, wait. What time is cycle?
7:30.
Ooh. Maybe. I mean, either before 8:30? Or after.
Before or after cycle bar. So we're thinking like either 6 or 9, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So just stay tuned. Tune in at those two different times. But thank you guys so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I know this show might have been a little all over the place, but thanks for bearing with us. And I hope you guys have a great Sunday and enjoy the rest of your week. You're listening to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Goody, and this is Awkward. Lobster tail for dinner. Coolio served that scampi. Yo.